Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I think a lot of us are eagerly awaiting those first warm days of spring and the return of the farmers' markets. One of the first items to make an appearance every year is spinach, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, that's really good news to cooks all over the place.
Oh yeah, spinach is a pretty hardy early spring crop that gets planted and actually, you know, does quite better in the cooler weather than in the heat of summer.
It really does. A lot of us talk about baby spinach.
Uh-huh.
And this is just truly, it's just young spinach.
Yep.
And that same plant, if left alone, will mature into the, you know, the bigger.
Yeah,
bigger
yeah. I think you see a lot of baby spinach in the market these days, which is good. You know, it's more mild. The stems haven't had a chance to really develop. So you don't have that very thick, veiny stem running down the center of spinach. So cleaning it is almost non-existent, you know, as long as it's been washed. And it's, you know, certainly more mild in flavor. I mean, I know when you taste a baby spinach leaf, you get a subtle spinach taste, whereas the more adult plant is really intense with that great spinach flavor. But, you know, and they both have their own uses, I think.
Yeah, and if you're going to be working with the more mature plant, I think you have to do a little bit of trimming.
Of course.
And what I like to do is just take a bunch of leaves, fold them together, and then take a knife and cut out that big, tough stem.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, you just with like with any of these leafy vegetables like Swiss chard, you don't want to be having that really fibrous stem is a difficult thing to swallow.
That's right. And I think cleaning the spinach is pretty important. Wash this stuff a lot.
Yeah, and you know, the adult stuff's pretty tough, so you can, you know, put it in some real cold water and actually get the leaves really clean. I mean, I know a lot of farmers try to get it pretty clean to market, but there's always some dirt, especially in the mature leaves that have got sort of folds and crinkles in them where dirt can hide.
Yeah. The big thing that bugs me about spinach, and it's how it is. It really cooks down.
You start with a ton of it and you end up with a cup of it.
I read, yeah, it takes about 9 cups raw to make 1
Yeah,
cup
that's a good conversion. I always say 10 to 1 is the conversion, so...
And, you know, if I'm going to be cooking it raw, I'm going to go with a baby spinach.
Yeah.
And if I need to, you know, I'm cooking something, I'm going to get some of the bigger ones. And they're not terribly expensive.
Right.
And you need to get a couple pounds, and they're very useful. Well, there's tons of recipes. Some of the famous ones are simple spinach salads.
Yeah.
Spinach soups. Spanakopita.
Great.
Which is a really good thing.
Yep.
Yeah, if you like your steak, you got to have cream spinach.
Cream spinach at the steakhouse.
With it, yeah. Something I used to make all the time when I was much younger, spinach souffle.
Oh, yeah.
It works out really, really well.
Yep.
And, of course, one of my favorite is sautéed spinach with lavender.
Yes.
It's an Italian recipe that I came across. But another Italian recipe that a lot of people are, I think, interested in learning how to do is to make spinach pasta.
Yeah.
And you've done that.
Yeah, I think, you know, every pasta recipe has olive oil added. And what I do is make a very thick puree with my spinach and the olive oil that I'm going to use to make the pasta. And I just do that in a blender on the lowest setting. As much spinach as you can continually pack into the olive oil, do. And then that olive oil is used and mixed into the pasta dough just as you would make in any other time.
Mm-hmm. And then you're ready to roll it out or...
Yeah, and remember that spinach is, there's going to be, you know, little particles of spinach in your pasta.
Right.
So thin noodles like spaghetti are going to be tough to do because they're going to fall apart. Go at least sort of fettuccine or wider and you'll be in great shape.
And for raviolis and things.
Oh,
like
it's perfect for raviolis or lasagna, vegetarian lasagna with spinach pasta. It's perfect.
Well, we're going to put a couple recipes on the website.
Of course.
Let people try all these things. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.